Kamala Harris writes trans TikTok star, "You continue to break barriers and inspire young people." By Christina Wong on March 21, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris wrote a glowing letter to transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney, according to an Instagram post by Mulvaney over the weekend. Mulvaney shared the letter, dated March 13, 2023, in which Harris personally thanked him for his advocacy. In the letter addressed to Ms. Mulvaney, Harris gushed, "Thank you for courageously sharing your story and your journey. I appreciate your continued advocacy for transgender equality, including during your visit to the White House last year. Through your work as an activist and advocate for the LGBTQ+ community, you continue to break barriers and inspire young people across our nation and around the world. While we have made incredible progress from advancing marriage equality to enacting historic protections for transgender people, the fight is far from over. Our administration stands with the LGBTQ+ community in the ongoing struggle for true equity and equality and against hate and discrimination in all forms. I am grateful for your dedication and courage, and I hope you continue to use your platform to spread positivity and create change. I look forward to seeing all that you will accomplish in the future." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Dylan Mulvaney, at Dylan Mulvaney. The letter was apparently to congratulate Mulvaney, 26, on the one-year anniversary of his Days of Girlhood series, where he posts on TikTok about his transition to living as a woman. He recently underwent facial feminization surgery, according to reports. Mulvaney, who previously identified as gay, has been lionized by Hollywood celebrities and the left. Mulvaney interviewed President Joe Biden on day 221 of his transition. Biden told Mulvaney that restrictions on gender-affirming health care for children were wrong. The president also told Mulvaney, according to British outlet The Times, "I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question or as a legal question, I just think it's wrong. People fear what they don't know," he told the TikTok star. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.